Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to a special edition of Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. I know it's not Saturday, but artist is so cool, so funky that you guys needed to hear him. Plus, he's about to open for Rafael Sadiq over in the Netherlands. So I thought, well, look, we got to have him back on. He was on the show about a year ago, but his sound is so cool and funky that you need to check him out. I'm going to be giving away a copy of his CD through iTunes, a free download. So here, check this out. This is the song Touch the Sky from his album Reveal.
I want some gold, lost to blood, get the love in. What not? Refuse proposals like you would believe in. I run rat races, I could never achieve in. Never did, the best a man can. The best a man can. I hope you understand.
Good morning, Stephen. Good morning. So good to be back on the program. So good.
Yeah, I'm so happy to have you on. You have been doing some great things. Why don't you tell me about what you've been doing since last year? What's been going on for you?
Since the album came out, Review, it came out in February last year. We were picking up by the Edison Society, which is the Dutch variety equivalent to a Grammy, but it's a Dutch version, so it's called the Edison. So and the album received a nomination for that. We've played in Germany. We've opened up for Joss Stone. She was here last year as well.
Awesome.
Yeah, that was magnificent. That was really really the highlight, one of the big highlights in the beginning of the of everything actually. We've done a club tour, which is about 10 shows, which were it was magnificent to be able to do that. With my album, so that was a huge thing for me. And one of the most crazy things that we did was opening up for Rafael last year while he was touring with Lenny Kravitz here in Europe. We opened up 3 shows for him, and now we're going to be opening up his shows again next week.
Wow, so you're really touching the sky. I mean, the song Touch the Sky, I wanted to open with that because it's a really happy song. But, it's like you have, not even touched the iceberg of what's out there for you. I mean, are you nervous? Are you excited? I mean, what's your feeling for the future now?
Oh, man, excited, nervous, everything at the same time. Everything, yeah. No, I have just completely, obviously, I've done one album, which was my dream, always to do an album. And now it's like there are so many opportunities that just came about out of that album. It makes the future much more exciting. Like now I'm working actually in about 1.5 hours. I'm going to be in the studio recording one of my new singles, which is written by Ryan Toby. I'm not sure whether you know him, but he lives in L.A.
Okay, great. I saw that. So is it a slow song? Is it a fast song? What type of song is it? Can you give us a hint?
I wanted to do with my new album and my next album, I want to go back a little bit, a bit more at a defining era, which is the Motown era musically. Mm-hmm. And kind of twist that with a bit of puff. So I'm gonna be doing a mixed tempo, a bit of the Motown flavor, but obviously with a Stephen Morrison sound.
definitely. Well, let me play some Stephen Morrison sound. This is one of my favorite songs of yours. It's not actually from the album, but I think it's a beautiful song. It's called Long Time.
Oh, really?
But just to give them an idea of where you came from and where you're headed. So this is Long Time by Stephen Morrison.
I never felt like this before. Happiness knocking at my door. Yeah.
Statement with rock and roll and a scandalously short.
my little swerve here. You know, oh, my God, guess what? I just have to give a real shout out. Last night I was at the UN with Angelique Kidjo. You know Angelique Kidjo?
Yeah, yes.
I was dancing on the stage with her last night at the UN. And let me tell you, energy.
How amazing.
Amazing, right? You have the same type of energy on stage. I've seen videos of you moving around the stage, getting the audience involved, talking to your band. I mean, I like, what do you drink before you go on stage?
Yeah, that's a good question. I jump around like a madman. You know, like, I just jump around and get all hyped up before I go on stage, usually. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you do any special vocal exercises or, like, you know, just regular?
Typical stuff. I used to do that a whole lot in the past, but then my vocal coach said that it wasn't all necessary. As long as you just keep talking and then your vocal coach will stay warm. But I just do the normal da 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 da, that type of stuff.
So who do you look up to and when you were growing up in terms of music? Who was like your favorite? Like you could play it like 10 times in a row.
Oh wow. It was all mixture. I had a lot of guys from Suriname that was making music that were into Max Naiman, for instance, is a really typical Surinamese dude because I grew up in Suriname, yeah?
Yeah.
So that was really one of my local heroes. But internationally, you know, people like, all these, Otis, Sam Cooke, Ella Fitzgerald.
Yeah.
I love people like, Donny Hathaway. Man, he's got this... a song for you by Donny Hathaway, for instance, is one of my favorite songs. I love singing that song. I love it.
Are you going to do any of their type of songs on this new album that you're hoping to produce?
I might do a cover or two, but I'm not sure which one it is going to be yet. And I can't, once we figure that one out, I'm sure I'm sure people are going to be pleased. There's a couple on my list that I really love to do. Yeah.
Yeah. Let me play. This is the Reebok song. People might be familiar with.
Come on now, shake it up, shake it up, make me feel good, make me feel good. Show me that kicking attitude. Let me up, make it all right. Do your thing like you do it all night.
So some of you may not have realized that was Stephen Morrison doing that song, and it was awesome. I mean, I know in America, every time that, commercial come on, you kind of like snapping your fingers, tapping your foot, And like, who knew I was going to have you on the show? I was like, who is this guy? Like, oh, my God.
Isn't it? It's great. And to me, it was crazy, too. Like, during the time, it played about a year and a half all around the world, and I used to... just receive massive emails from friends or just people in America that just kind of had Googled and found me. A lot of these people were very excited, are excited about a song, and I'm pleased to be able to, I was just very proud that one of my first songs was just all over the place like that.
So how did they call you? I mean, did you audition? Somebody called you? Somebody made a connection? How did that happen?
A friend of mine, good friend of mine, he's a journalist, actually. His name is Case Smalakanga. And he, he just called me one day. He's like, you need to call this number, which is a commercial agency. They're looking for a dog guy with a funky voice, and they're looking to do a commercial. Yeah, and I was like,
okay.
And maybe it's going to be something, maybe not, but just see. So I called the guy, and he was like, can you come down to the studio in an hour? He's like, sure. Went down to the studio. The track was there, just went for the track and did the vocals. And about a month later, he was like, at first you're like, just don't expect a lot because it's just commercial music and a lot because it was a worldwide pitch and a lot of producers pitching for such commercials.
Yeah, definitely.
And then like a month later, they told us, there was like a couple of shortlisted artists, two of them. One of them was you, which is me, and the other one was... The other one was Outkast with Hey Ya. I'm like, Outkast? Hey Ya? And Stephen Morrison? Wait a minute. Oh.
Yeah.
it was crazy because at the end of the day, they had to choose between our song and Outkast's song, and they went for our song, which to me was like, couldn't believe it.
Yeah, mind like, boggling.
Yeah, like, I mean, Outkast is, you know, it's Outkast with Hey Y'all. You know? It's not just some random band.
Right, right. You're up against the big dogs now, you know? Definitely, definitely. Well, let me play another one of your
songs. All your dreams are on lockdown. You cannot see the right from wrong. I would like
interlude on there. I mean, like, I mean, if you want to sing me a lullaby, I'm all, I mean, you know, you need to record me a lullaby so I can just, like, go to sleep, listen to your voice. That just little part right there is just so, you know, I don't know what to say. But, all right, you have to teach me some more language, okay? So now we've said hello,
yeah.
And, you know, everything is good. Okay, so important thing, where is the bathroom?
Where is the bathroom? Okay. Okay. P
Oh, P, okay.
P A
Toilette
D.
P
D with a D.
D. Okay, so P and D at the end.
Yeah, P A Toilette D.
All right.
Yeah, so
because I can need to say hi to be polite to someone, okay?
But,
and then I need to know where is the bathroom, because after you get off a long plane ride,
exactly.
Where is the bathroom?
Where is the bathroom? But then it gets like a bit complicated, a little bit. Which is like, you know, just the right pronunciation. But then obviously you've got the way of pronouncing that, which is
yes.
A bit different, which is a bit faster, and it goes something like this. Pas toilette. Right, which is a shorter version of Pe a toilette.
Okay. That's better, because when you have to go to the bathroom, you got to go fast. You just got to, like, look, where is it? Oh, my God. So, now, where do you want to travel in the world? Where would you love to perform in the globe?
Oh, I would love to perform everywhere. I'd love to perform, like, in India, for instance. I think it's
mm-hmm.
such great energy and great vibe from... You know, they're just big on discovering. You know, it's
mm-hmm.
such a country and such a evolving nation that everything outside of their, you know, Bollywood and music and stuff, I think is just can be so exciting. So I'm kind of curious to see how they're gonna embrace music such as mine. So India would definitely be something that I would love to a place where I'd love to perform. You know, I'd love to perform in places like, you know, like in Asia.
United States. Come on, Stefan. Don't forget the United States.
Because obviously, with everything top would be the United States. I think at the end of the day, if you've done, given the fact that a lot of my inspiration and a lot of music that I write, you know, it just comes from the land of the United States, from jazz,
mm-hmm.
soul, rock and roll. Everything comes from there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Woo-hoo!
So, yeah, but it's the fact. It's the way it is, you know. I've been inspired mostly by artists that are from the United States. So why I'm saying India, Asia, and places like that is that I want to take my music, which has been inspired by artists in the United States, and bring it to something new, bring it
mm-hmm.
to completely new and a new environment and people that can soak up that energy. And at the end of the day, I would love to just tie it all up and finish it up in the United States with a big bang. That is something that I would love to do it. You know, I wouldn't want to start. You know, I want to start there, but I would just kind of like when it's like big and it's all ready, boozy, when it's ready. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then I would just want to, with a big bang. That's the way I see it.
So you just did a video for The World Is Yours, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, so let me play the...
I wish that I could take your pain away. I wish that I could make you smile again. And I can feel your hurt from deep within. I can see the tears out your eyes, your eyes. All I wish for is for you to smile again. Smile again, smile again.
Wow, see, that's so soft, so sweet. I mean, now, you know, we got to talk about the women, because we talked about the women before. We only have a couple minutes left. I mean, they must be crazy for you now. You just got nominated for Edison. I mean, like, do you have a security guard at your front door? I mean, can you still ride your bicycle around the town? I mean, what's the deal?
I just bike around town still.
Oh, my God.
I think the only difference now is that, you know, a lot more people kind of just kind of greet me up or just kind of say hi or whatever. But, yeah, I'm going to just say my regular old self, yeah.
You say you're regular, you're so humble, you're so, you know.
All about music. At the end of the day, it's all about sharing good music with people and be able to touch people. So, you know, I'm in no position right now to be, you know, swaggerish all over the place. I just want to make good music and perform and do that.
Yeah. Okay, real quick, we only have 1 minute left. Okay, now you have to teach me how to say goodbye and thank you.
Tetralesi.
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 And then what is that?
And then you say at the end, tambung.
Tambung.
Tambung. Be well. Be good. Stay good.
Okay, well, tambung.
So it means see you next time. Good.
This is awesome. Okay, so now I'm like totally multilingual. I have Polish, Italian, Spanish, a little French, Bambara, Yoruba, Suriname.
Yes, you are.
All right. Thank you so much for coming on today. And you have a wonderful day, and I will talk to you soon, okay?
All right, will do. Thank you so much for the interview. Love it.
Okay, bye-bye. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Don't forget, stay tuned. I'll be giving away a copy of his CD through iTunes. You can follow him on Twitter at Stephen Morrison, and you can check him out on Facebook. Also check out his website, stephanmorrison.com, and follow me on Twitter at Joy Keys. Become a fan on Facebook. Look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys, and send me an email. I would love to hear from you. My email address is saturdays@joykeys@hotmail.com. Have a great day, everybody. Thank you so much, Stephen.
Thank you, Joy. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
I started to cool down, still worry all the time. Would it make me a better man if I'd worn a golden crown? In other words, if I would be the king, would all these questions disappear? That's not my reality, no.
That's not
nothing is what it appears to be.